Welcome to Fables and Fairy Tales, where this week the story is... The Golden Wand. This story was written by me, and it's based on a folktale from Europe. Here to read it to you, it is I, your storyteller Chip Cahoon. This is part one, the start of the fun. So with a wink and a grin, let us begin. The woodcutter in this story needed to chop down trees. It was his job. He needed to chop down trees to make some chairs to sell for money to buy some food, so he could eat. Everyone needs to eat, don't they? And so, at the start of this story, that's exactly what this woodcutter set off to do. His job. He left the little shack where he lived and made his way into the forest. Soon he found a tree that looked perfect for chopping. An apple tree. He raised his axe, ready to swing the blade down hard into the trunk. Suddenly, the apple tree cried out, "Please don't chop me down!" The woodcutter jumped back in surprise. He'd never heard a talking tree before. After checking to make sure he wasn't dreaming, he said,
You can talk?"
The apple tree replied,
"Yes, and I beg you, please don't chop me down. I'm a really important tree. I provide delicious apples for people to eat."
The woodcutter thought about this for a moment. He did need to chop down a tree. It was his job. He needed to chop down trees to make some chairs to sell for money to buy some food, so he could eat. Everyone needs to eat, don't they? Still, the woodcutter thought that the apple tree had made a very good argument. So the woodcutter decided that he wouldn't cut down this tree. He said goodbye to the apple tree, then set off in search of another tree to chop. Eventually, he came to a horse chestnut tree with branches full of conkers. He raised his axe, ready to swing it down. Suddenly, the horse chestnut tree cried out, "Please don't chop me down!" The woodcutter jumped back in surprise. He'd never heard a talking horse chestnut tree before. After pinching his arm to make sure he wasn't dreaming, he said,
You can talk too?"
The horse chestnut tree replied,
"Yes, and I beg you, please don't chop me down. I'm a really important tree. I provide conkers for the children to play with, and nests for birds to sleep in, and shade to keep people cool in the sun."
The woodcutter thought about this for a moment. He did need to chop down a tree. It was his job. He needed to chop down trees to make some chairs to sell for money to buy some food, so he could eat. Everyone needs to eat, don't they? Still, the woodcutter thought that the horse chestnut tree had been very persuasive. So the woodcutter decided that he wouldn't cut down this tree. He bid farewell to the horse chestnut tree, then set off in search of another tree to chop. As the woodcutter walked away from the horse chestnut tree, though, he said to himself,
"Whatever happens, I must chop down the next tree I find. I have to. It's my job. I need to chop down trees to make some chairs to sell for money to buy some food, so I can eat. Everyone needs to eat, don't they? If I don't chop down a tree today, I could starve and die."
At last, the woodcutter came to a willow tree down by the river. He raised his axe.
That was part one of The Golden Wand.
To find out whether the woodcutter finally chops a tree to make some chairs to sell for money to buy some food to eat, make sure you're subscribed to this podcast for tomorrow's episode. And if you're enjoying the story so far, please could you do a little thing for me? All I'd like you to do is talk to a friend about this podcast so you can share the woodcutter's story with them. And if that friend has never heard of our podcast before, even better. Tell them to search for Fables and Fairy Tales in any podcast player. Thank you ever so much. Right now, though, it only remains for me to say cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon. So, cheerio! And I hope to hear your story soon!